who is a really good person. I just like tattoos. But he's okay with a man or a woman touching a child, and he'll forgive that.
Well,
and nobody's been able to really give me an answer to that.
Anybody can be forgiven if they repent. If they have faith in who Christ was, fully God, fully man, and he died, and on the third day he rose again. If you have faith in who he is, I don't know what you know about him, but if you repent, that's a turning of your life, willing to forsake everything. It's a turning of your mind to become a child of God and follow after him. Anybody can be forgiven, whether you have tattoos, whether you're a pedophile.
That's what
but
I thought.
If you don't fully repent, then he's not going to forgive anything. See, Christ came to pay the price for the sins, and his blood will wash you clean. But if you don't put yourself under him, you're going to be responsible for your sins. And when judgment day comes, if Christ hasn't paid them, if you haven't put your faith and your trust and followed after him, you have to be born again by his spirit. Mm-hmm. So through the faith, repentance, if you truly repent and turn to him and you're willing to forsake and shed that old life of yours, he will give you his Holy Spirit within you.
Washes you clean.
Right. He washes all your sins away. You become a new creation.
Apostle Paul was a murderer, and he was forgiven.
I was a wild, crazy woman, and I knew all about tattoos.
We were worldly.
I have one.
Yes, he has one.
And I repented of that. If I could take it off, I would, but I can't.
Fortunately, it doesn't show.
It doesn't, yeah. But it's not just about tattoos. See, people are just looking at one thing. You get some of those Christians out there, they're hypocrites.
Yes.
Because they go to church, they give their little sacrifice there, and their life is not changed. They're not born again.
Right.
And so that's why I was preaching to you the gospel. So once you're born again and you have the Holy Spirit within you, that's God's Holy Spirit within you. You have the power to overcome sin. It doesn't mean that you don't slip into sin, but you continually repent.
Yeah, you don't choose it anymore. You don't live in it. It's like a child. Do you ever have children?
I miscarried twice. So oh, okay. I believe in God for sure because my kids are up there. But.
So children will make mistakes and choose wrong, but then they repent and they say, I want to obey you, Mom and Dad. And so we can go rebellious against God. But as Sister Debbie is saying, my wife, I call her Sister Debbie.
We're brother and sister in
the
Lord.
We have to repent and we have to seek the kingdom of God in holiness and obedience. And when God sees that through repentance, he'll give us a new heart and new mind. And the beauty about the new heart and new mind, I just want to share this with you. The new heart and the new mind is if you wanted to tattoo your body or you wanted to, I'm not you, but if you wanted to do drugs or the man wanted to do pedophile things, the beauty about the new creation is God changes your heart. You no longer want those things that are against his will. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. It's not about going to church. We're against the church system. They're corrupt. It's about a new heart and a new mind to follow him, and he cleanses that, and now you make all different decisions for his kingdom, and you don't live for yourself. You live for him.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, like I said, I didn't mean to bug you. I was just curious because I've asked several Christians and other religions, and nobody can give me an answer to that, where people say that I'm going to hell because I have tattoos, but God forgives a pedophile and a rapist who can't keep their hands off of children.
Yeah. Ultimately, the people that are going to wind up in hell are the ones that deserve hell because, and I deserve hell, but I'm not going to go to hell. Here's why. I'm not going to get what I deserve. Because Christ has washed me and I've repented and followed him. So he covers me. He's like a pardon. You show up in court and you have a big fine and the judge goes, oh, here's this fine. And right before the gavel falls, somebody comes in the back door and goes, Your Honor, I'll pay her fine for it. He goes, what? And you go, wow, I don't have the money. I'll pay her fine, officer, judge. And the judge goes, okay, boom, you're dismissed. Now, you're not dismissed to go and commit more crime. Now, you owe that person.
Yeah,
who paid that fine? You would say, how can I serve you? Thank you for paying that huge fine I could never pay.
That's how it is with Christ.
That's how it is with Christ.
When
we now serve him.
When you come out of the world, you end up serving him.
Amen.
You look different, you act different, you talk different, your mindset is totally different. You're not a hypocrite. You're not saying one thing and doing another thing. You're following after the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's a holy, holy, holy God that created us.
Yeah.
Why would we not want to serve him?
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want to serve Satan.
Right.
And here, let me give you a gospel card on our card.
Say, is your number on there? Because I really should. I promised my grandma before she died that I'd read the Bible, and I never got to because I can't understand it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you ask God, the Bible says draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. So if you or I or anybody says, I'm going to live my own life, I'll read the Bible, but I'm going to live my own life, God says, you're not a willing vessel. But if you say, God, I want more truth, and you start reading the Bible, God comes close to you.
Yeah.
He shows you truth via his spirit. You begin to understand it, and you'll go, oh my, I live in that sin. I don't want to live in that sin. And then if you'll repent of that, it's like one step towards God. Then he comes near you and shows you more truth, and you go, oh my, I got to get rid of that too because of what Christ has done. And before you know it, step after step after step, your life is transformed and changed. There is a great cost. You will lose most of your friends and your family, because most people do not want to follow Jesus biblically. Most people want to either live in the culture and live it sinful, or they want to go to church, which is also sinful.
Yeah.
And so losing, you have to be, Jesus told men to count the cost. Are you willing to surrender your life? But see, let me encourage you in something. I gave up my career, and I gave up a homestead that we loved, and I gave up everything to come and travel. Otherwise, we would never meet you. We travel, live in our van full time. We travel the country.
You guys aren't from here?
No, no.
Well, originally from Wisconsin, but that was a while ago. And we've moved away, and now we're just from all around.
We just travel full time. We're in town discipling a new brother that we know right in this town.
That's weird.
But we travel. We would never meet you.
See, that's weird. That's just miraculous that you guys are here.
Yeah.
That's weird how that works.
You know, that we surrender. God has a message for somebody, we're going to cross paths.
Amen.
We don't hear anything or nothing. We just go and be obedient. Loving our neighbor. We're loving our neighbor right here because you asked a question, so we're blessed to be able to give you his truth.
Yeah. And so what I was saying was, we surrendered everything, because if we sit in comfort and joy and comfort and peace on our little homestead, we'll never meet you.
Yeah.
So we go, and the word preach in the Bible, I love to teach people this. The word preach in the Bible, it's not a guy behind a wooden box in a building taking your money. The word preach in the Bible is a public crier. We're publicly crying the truth to you right now. That's how we're supposed to preach, not inside a church building.
Right. We go stand your money.
And so we invite people.
We don't ask
people.
For anybody's money either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we don't take anybody's money. Uh-uh. We support ourselves.
No disrespect, but I always thought church is kind of a joke, too, because they frown upon if you don't put money in the basket.
They're like a business.
They're a business.
They're synagogues of Satan.
Yeah, it's a corrupt system. Mm-hmm. God is against those church systems. So what I would encourage you, do you have a Bible?
I do.
What version do you have?
God, I don't know.
Oh, because some of them are really bad, and like a King James, New King James, you can get them on an app on your phone too if you have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. I have just an Android.
You can go and get a Bible app and then just look up like a King James or whatever.
I was just going to say, if you check out our website, we have all kinds of audios, videos. You can see street preaching.
And I want to remind her, I'm going to go back, leave you to talk, whatever. She has a sister's blog, too, that encourages and all the women's. I teach all the doctrine and I street preach. You can see lots of videos. I go out and I preach. Sister Debbie helps me. And then she has a woman's blog where she teaches women how to be godly women following after Christ.
Yeah, I disciple all over
What's
the world.
Your first
I've
name?
Got sisters
Jessica.
All around.
Jessica?
Yeah.
I'm James. This is Debbie. So nice to
nice
meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'll let you guys finish. But
I appreciate
let us know
that.
How we can ever help you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's weird. I seen that and I was like, I'm going to ask you guys because I've always been kind of curious about that because nobody's ever really given me a legit answer.
Right, and that's why we do that. We want to proclaim the truth. We want to draw people's attention to the Lord and then be here to help him. So I was letting you know, don'tperish.com is our website.
Okay.
And on there, like I said, the first thing we always tell people to go to is the gospel, because that's what will transform a life.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the stuff that people go, if they say, oh, you shouldn't wear tattoos and you shouldn't drink and all this other stuff, that means nothing if you're not born again in Christ. And that's through the gospel that I was sharing with you. Faith, repentance, being born again. Then you follow in obedience, holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Whatever it tells you, you do. Whatever it says don't do, you don't do. Because that's loving. It's like a parent saying, these are my rules.
Yeah.
And you can live in the house if you follow the rules. If you don't, you get out.
Right.
And it's kind of like, I don't want to say rules for God, but it's for our betterment, and it honors and glorifies him. I mean, he created us.
Right, yeah.
Right? And then we just keep doing that until the end, and then we can have life with him. But if we're rebellious and we don't want to, the alternative is hell.
Yeah.
Apart from him. So if we want to be with him in eternity, we follow after him through Christ, which is the Bible, like you were saying about reading it. Don't, like he said, don't just pick it up and read it for grandma. Pick it up and read it for your soul. Because the Bible says, what does it profit a person if they gain the whole world and they lose their soul? Because eternity is forever. And it says, it's outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I can't imagine how horrible that is to be apart from a holy God that created us. So, and he can wash away all sins. I'm telling you, I was like the worst feminist. I had a list of sins a mile long. And when I repented and became a new person, he washes it all away. Every single one of them he will.
It's pretty awesome.
I wanted to say before I forget, if you're interested and you ever want a Bible study, whether it's over the phone or online, we got a lot of mm-hmm. resources, but we're happy to Bible study with people. We're going to be around this area all summer, bouncing yep. in and out, traveling because of our brothers here. He works. I'm retired. So he works, and when he's working, we're here. I just got off the phone with him, and then when he's off, we'll be doing ministry together. We go out street preaching. But if you're interested in Bible study or you have any questions, you can contact us. We got our phone number.
We got our email on yep. there.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to for sure do that.
Yeah.
Always... Check it all out if you have any questions or whatever. We're happy to help you.
Happy to help you.
We just witnessed another couple over here that she said that she saw through all the man-made religion also. You know, the churches out there and stuff. And so we witnessed to them for quite a while.
We just preached in Toma at the truck pull, big truck pull.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we stand, there's videos on the internet. You could see it
on
our website.
We've been to the Super Bowl, Indy 500. Yeah. I mean, not just those places, but all
we
over.
We stand outside religious buildings and,
my
and
gosh.
Tell the truth. But what when we go to parks, we don't bother people, like, because I know people like to come for peace and quiet.
Say sorry, I bothered you.
No,
that's what we do this for. We want to be here so we can help you.
That's why we have signs. But when people are sitting here, we just say, hi, how are you? And if they want to ask us about God, we're here. If they don't, I don't come and preach in parks. But when we go to events and stuff where there's a lot of noise and stuff, I'm there preaching and lifting up Christ. And
we have
so I'm glad you asked the question.
Like that too.
Like I said, I appreciate you guys' time and all.
Oh, no problem. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, if you have any questions or anything, let us
know. Yeah, I will. I'll have to keep you guys in touch. I'll have to reach out to you because I got a couple things I want to, you know, dig into a little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, we're here to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I'll have to keep this here.
Okay, well, thanks for... reaching out to
us. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Have a good evening.
You too.